Teddy Joy Remhild, Writer and Activist, by Susan Glass. To speak with Teddy Joy is to know a voice that sparkles with creativity and spunk. She was born in Los Angeles in 1933, and according to her memoir that she is currently writing, her beginnings were anything but auspicious. "First, I had to survive my childhood." This is the opening sentence of Teddy Joy's book. She and her baby sister were left alone by their mother in an apartment for 3 days before Teddy Joy was 3 years old. By the time Teddy Joy was 4, she'd gotten rickets from malnutrition. At one point, she was nearly killed in a car accident. Finally, she was rescued by her grandmother, and life started improving. She spent much of her life in Southern California, including 2 years in San Diego and 2 in Fresno. She'd always had a visual impairment, but at the age of 35, she completely lost her central vision. Encouraged by a rehab counselor who was also a friend, Teddy Joy attended an NFB convention in Chicago. "I walked in, and there were all these blind people everywhere, canes, braille. I burst into tears. I thought, this isn't me. This can't be my life now. I don't belong here." Her friend comforted her, and she stayed for the duration of the convention and even joined NFB, but quit after 2 years due to its controlling only one way to be blind philosophy. At around this same time in her life, Teddy Joy met Mitch Pomerantz, who told her about CCB. She joined the organization in 1991 and has never left. Her life's accomplishments are many. At age 54, she earned a degree in gerontology from USC. In addition to working full-time, she served on the CCB board, started the ACB Alliance on Aging, and co-founded the ACB Multicultural Concerns affiliate. She regularly attends ACB conventions, and for a number of years, hosted the Friends in Art annual prose and poetry reading. She is currently legislative chair for the Glendale Burbank chapter, as well as its vice president, and she also works in the Governmental Affairs Committee. Just recently, she was appointed as a board member to the Public Authority for In-Home Supportive Services for Los Angeles County. Years earlier, she'd worked for this same organization as a paid employee. An acronym for the organization is PASC, standing for Personal Assistance Services Council. "I don't know what people mean when they say they've retired," she quips. "I can't imagine not working." I asked her to talk more about her memoir. "Because of my lifespan, 1933 to now, it's about a lot more than me. In the 60s, when Women's Lib evolved and Betty Friedan wrote her Feminine Mystique, I said, she's talking to me." Teddy Joy participates in a writing workshop that meets regularly in Pasadena. It's taught by a woman from Serbia who has published 39 books. "If I wanted to, I could enroll in writing workshops taught at the Braille Institute. But for some people there, well, the Braille Institute is their whole life. I sometimes feel that I don't fit into any one niche. I have some peripheral vision now, albeit marginal. I'm not sighted. I'm not blind. I shouldn't have to be either of these things. I'm me. I'm both. That, in and of itself, is an experience worth articulating, worth writing about." Since all good writers read, I ask what books and topics intrigue her. "I'm a big fan of American history and American biographies. Just now I'm in the middle of reading The Fitzgeralds and the Kennedys by Doris Kearns Goodwin. I like her writing. She lets you get to know her biographical subjects as human beings. Her writing is never dry. I like mysteries also. Just now I'm reading the latest John Grisham book, which is about coal miners set in Appalachia." I asked Teddy Joy what advice she'd give to other writers. "Write what matters to you in life. Be personal. Don't gloss over life's realities." And what advice does she offer young women, both blind and sighted? "Get in touch with your real self and be who you are. Don't be who you think other people want you to be." CCB and ACB mean a lot to Teddy Joy. I came to these communities after enduring many losses. I like the work I can do here. I like my friends here. And when I go to conventions, I attend as many mixers as I can. I want to get to know people. Teddy Joy is planning to be in Dallas this year, and I, for one, am looking forward to hanging out with her.